Three women, three perspectives. It's our talk on KCRW. Well, it's not just an artist's own experience or perspective that can inspire compelling works of art. Sometimes an interpretation or maybe even a commentary on the work of a fellow artist is just enough for a compelling piece. The same can be said for art curators. The show Three Women is on display at The Landing, that's on Jefferson and La Brea, and it's inspired by Robert Altman's 1977 film by the same name. And KCRW's art critic Hunter Drohiyoska-Phillips says it uses some of the same themes to encourage a sort of cross-generational conversation on craft, on fine arts, on influence. She's here now to talk about it. Hi, Hunter.
Hi, Steve.
First, remind us a little bit about the premise of Altman's movie, this movie called Three Women, how it inspires this exhibit.
Well, you remember that Robert Altman never really liked to use scripts for his movies that much. And this one's from 1977, and it tracks these three women of different ages and their relationships together and how they become more like each other over time, I suppose. And this show isn't quite that kind of, there aren't that many generations involved. There's an older artist who's passed away, Lenore Tawney, and there are two younger artists whose work is also influenced by feminist ideals.
This is just a premise, as you mentioned to me and as we talk about, but we're reviewing the work of these three artists. You mentioned one of them has passed away. Let's talk about the other two.
Yes, Tania Aguiniga's installation is, I think, probably the most revealing thing in the show. She spent the first 14 years of her life sort of going back and forth between Tijuana and the United States, and so she's really aware of the kind of issues of, you know, going back and forth across the border. And this particular installation has that in mind. The pieces are made of like clothesline that hang from the ceiling, and they have little baskets that she has woven, and they contain objects that she's created, like large ceramic spheres that have little orifices in them and little pieces of alpaca attached to them, and then also some that are more phallic in origin. They're like big stuffed things covered in gauze and in beeswax. It's a really compelling installation, even though each piece is individually titled. And that is my only quibble with it, because although it is about the difference, the precariousness of existing in the United States today for certain people, it's also the titles for these pieces are a little bit heavy-handed. I mean, I'd rather like really look at the poetry and sort of get the political implications as not so didactic, but maybe by suggestion. But otherwise, it's a really good installation.
What about Loie Hollowell, whose work is also exhibited here?
And here's an artist who, it might be said that she's influenced most by like Judy Chicago's early hard-edged kind of eroticized paintings. These are these bands of curving color that are then also raised a little bit. There's a dimensional edge that at first you can't see, so they sort of come off the canvas a little bit, and they use very odd combinations of colors, sort of acidic and inviting. They're sensual in a way. In the center of each vertical panel, there's a slightly raised ellipse that isn't a specific body part, but sort of alludes to different kinds of body parts. And I think these are really interesting paintings.
And texture, as you say, some
texture
in there,
yes.
Yeah.
There's like almost like a stucco finish to some of them. They definitely require more than one look.
Lenore Tawney, now you mentioned earlier, who is no longer with us, perhaps the best known, right? Somewhat of an inspiration for the others.
I would think so. She passed away in 2007, and she is known really as a fiber sculptor and came to attention in the 60s when women were thinking of taking back sculpture in a way that didn't involve using bronze casting or heavy sort of macho elements. And these are off-warp weavings that hang from the ceiling, and she was a very good friend of Agnes Martin. We had adjacent studios in New York. But what really struck me in this show were these drawings that she did with red India ink and very tiny little narrow marks. They're circles within circles, and they're just really rewarding, mesmerizing even, almost like mandalas. Those are really special.
Well, the exhibit is called Three Women. It's on display at The Landing. This is on Jefferson and La Brea, and it goes for about another month through September 17th. Hunter Drohiyoska-Phillips with this week's Art Talk. Thank you.